The board returned from an 80-minute executive session to set the ground rules for upcoming negotiations with the BTF and weaken the job status of the district's cabinet. The bargaining rules specify plans eliminating or modifying economic provisions in the BTF contract that are inconsistent with the marketplace. The board voted to put 9 cabinet members on at-will employment status. Board member Sharon Belton-Cotman says things are tough at the top.
The staff is not leaving because they don't like working here. They don't like working for the majority. That's why they're leaving. They're not leaving because they hate their jobs. So, you know, we ran interim superintendent Don Ogilvie out of the, they ran him out of the district. You've also ran our chief financial officer. You've run our chief academic officer. This is the dismantling of the Buffalo Public Schools.
Board President Jim Sampson denies that, saying the 9 people whose contracts were not renewed still have their jobs and their benefits. Shifting the positions to at will means the individuals could be fired by a new superintendent for no more than 3 months' pay. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.